Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will talk about nominating a local farm family for the Master Farm Family Award Program, remind everyone of our upcoming extension programming, like our McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, May 15th, and our upcoming Farm Safety Day Camp, June 3rd. But first, did you know as the weather warms, people fire up their grills, they grab their tongs and reach for a mouth-watering steak or real beef hamburgers to create memories with families and friends? May Day is just around the corner, and a lot of us will be meeting up with family and friends during the long weekend. Family gatherings are a great time to get out the grill, cook some beef, and enjoy the nice weather. According to the executive director of the Kansas Beef Council, the value of beef to the economy and social fabric of our state is remarkable. Kansas ranks third in the country with more than 6.5 million cattle on ranches and in feedlots. That's more than twice the state's human population of 2.9 million. Furthermore, Kansas ranks second in fed cattle marketed. In total, beef cattle and calves represent 51.5% of Kansas agriculture cash receipts, bolstering and enhancing the spending power of local economies across the state. Kansas has about 45.8 million acres of farm ground. Not all of that land can be used to grow crops, however. Grazing cattle is an ideal technique for efficiently utilizing grasses and plants growing over the 15.3 million acres of Kansas pasture and rangeland. These acres would be wasted if not for the ruminants like cattle, who can turn these resources into essential protein and nutrients for humans. Additionally, grazing cattle helps maintain grasslands and reduces the fuel load, which can spark destructive wildfires. The time of selecting the next class for the Kansas Master Farm Families is almost here. We here at the McPherson County Extension Office are asking you for your help to nominate a farm or a ranch couple deserving of this time-honored recognition based on their agriculture achievements, family living, and rural citizenship. Please consider making a nomination. Please consider making a nomination, and I can help with the applications that are due to the Extension Administration Office at the K-State campus in May. On our extension calendar, it's time to sign up your youngster for the Farm Safety Day Camp, which is set for June 3rd this year. Youngsters will have a fun day packed with safety tips from the McPherson County Fire, EMS, police, and sheriff, along with farm safety stations set up throughout the day. Again, applications will need to be turned in by May 22nd for our 2026 Farm Safety Day Camp, which is June 3rd. This is co-sponsored by KSE and our local McPherson County, Kansas Farm Bureau. Call the office to sign your kids up. And don't forget to attend the McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour on Friday, May 15th. We will start the day off with a meal starting at 11:30 at MKC Training Center in Mound Ridge. At 1 o'clock, we will move to the Gauley Wheat Plot at 23rd Avenue and Cheyenne Road. Then, at 3:30, we will end the day at the Inman Plot just east of 4th Avenue on Cheyenne Road. Make plans now to attend the McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, May 15th. In more extension news, plan now to visit Mound Ridge as their farmers market will open May 2nd from 8 to 11. It is located at 406 West Cole Street in Mound Ridge. For market day information, check out their Facebook page, What's Happening in Mound Ridge. Some vendors can accept the Senior Farmers Market Nutritional Vouchers. Stop by and see what they have at Mound Ridge's Farmers Market. And the McPherson County Farmers Market is making plans for this year's Farmers Market. We are looking for vendors to sell their fresh produce, cut flowers, homemade jellies, baked goods, small crafts, anything homemade and homegrown. This year's date for the market is every Saturday from June 6th till the end of September. If interested in being a weekly vendor, contact McPherson County Extension Office. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1000. 1523 with any of your ag questions.